Hi, I'm Carl Peterson with Peterson Farm Seed, where we know the difference between pie and kookin' kind of seed company. We're a put this product on this field and not on that field kind of seed company. And that's because we're from around here. Our research is conducted right here too, where you farm. So we can give you directions to Ypsilanti, and we can also tell you which corn hybrids and soybean varieties are going to perform best on your farm. And if you get why all this matters, then you're our kind of farmer. Peterson Farm Seed. We're that kind of seed company.
Alrighty, thank you very much on this Thursday before Christmas. They finally got it figured out. The Environmental Protection Agency finalized a rule that establishes the required renewable fuel volumes, the RVO, of the RFS. Most farmers know what all of this is about, and we had Administrator Wheeler to the state of North Dakota. We've had a lot of cabinet level people come to the state of North Dakota here in and South Dakota and in Minnesota here in the last in the year of 2019. But when the EPA announced their final rule for 2020 and biodiesel for 2021, there was a lot of underwhelmed folks out there, including corn growers. And the vice president of the North Dakota Corn Growers is Velva farmer Paul Thomas. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Mick.
Well, your first reaction, I guess, or were you kind of expecting this to happen from the EPA?
No, not expecting it, Mick. I'm disappointed. I think that would be the first reaction, and still the reaction is really disappointed. I know we all felt it was certainly a possibility based on EPA's track record of the past 3 years for sure, and even really longer than that, of trying to undermine the RFS rule. So it certainly wasn't a total shock that EPA didn't go with the agreement that Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst and people from the Renewable Fuels Association and President Trump in their meeting a couple months ago had sat down and pretty much came up with the agreement that they were going to use the past 3 years of the small refinery exemptions, the actual gallons waived, do a rolling three-year average of that, and add that back into the renewable volume obligations each year. And it was everyone felt pretty good about that deal. We thought it was pretty fair. I think everyone did. And then EPA came out with the proposed rule for people to publicly comment on, and they backtracked and they went with, instead of using the actual waived gallons through the small refinery exemptions, to use the Department of Energy's suggested or proposed regulations, which were much less. And so that's what EPA recommended in their hearing. And so we all provided our comments, made our phone calls, and met with EPA and got the president to put pressure on them and all of that. And then we get the same announcement coming out that, yes, they did decide to stay with their original proposal of using the Department of Energy's proposed SRE waivers, not the actual ones, which are much less. So very, very disappointed by that. And unfortunately, this is the rule. This is what we have to live with for 2020. There's nothing that can really be done.
Yeah. And this was an Oval Office agreement that came out, and Administrator Wheeler has a boss. He's the President of the United States, and his boss allowed this to happen. Could you call it bait and switch, or and we use the term disappointing, but how else can you describe this, Paul?
This morning, and driving to Fargo, and I listened to 890, and I heard the interview with Mick Kerr and with Mick Kerr. I'm talking to you, Mick, with Senator Grassley this morning, and I thought what Senator Grassley said was pretty powerful. He said, you can say that this is EPA, and the farmers of Iowa will hear that this is EPA, but they ultimately know that the ultimate decision maker in the buck stops at President Trump. And he's going to have some pretty good explaining to do to the farmers out here that are growing corn and are being hurt by these EPA decisions to not follow the rule of the renewable fuel standard, not following the rule. And so President Trump has 9 months of campaigning to try and explain to a farmer voter base of why that is not being upheld. So, yeah, it's going to be a big issue.
Yeah. Now, well, the EPA has committed to ensuring a net of 15 billion gallons of ethanol blended in 2020. But are we naive enough to think that that's actually going to happen?
I don't think anybody is going to believe that until it's done. And we won't know that till 2021. Mm-hmm. No one will know that. I think the Renewable Fuel Association has requested, being that this decision was made, that EPA do a monthly rollout of the gallons, and something that maybe we could keep track of, that each month that obligations are being met to keep us on track for that 15 billion. Now, whether EPA will do that or not, who knows? But you would certainly hope at least they stick with at least guaranteeing us the 15 billion, but you certainly don't have a good track record.
Yeah. So the. Yeah. Obviously, corn farmers are disappointed. Ethanol industry, the bulk of the 15 billion gallons does come from ethanol. But, man, the biodiesel right. folks are also extremely disappointed, too.
Yeah, the disappointment there was that they held the line steady. I guess if there was one positive in there that I've heard from the biodiesel industry, is they did extend the tax credit for 5 years, which actually makes up for the last 2 years that they haven't given them. I guess it goes back retroactively, but it does give their industry a little bit of, for at least the next 2 years, they know that biodiesel tax credit will be there to incentivize, the production of biodiesel. But from my understanding there, they just held the line the same. They didn't allow any increase in the biodiesel levels.
Yeah. Based on past experience or past verifiable exemptions, we're looking ahead to a 2020 of significant exemptions. Or, again, like I said, naively, can we believe best case scenario?
I think a person has to look at what's happened in the last 3 years and why there's been no indications or no reason for any of us to believe that anything's going to change in this fourth year from EPA. We were hopeful that when we had the new administrator put in place a year and a half ago, was that, Mick? Something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yeah.
That this last round of waivers would have been different, but, they weren't. So I don't know why coming into this year we're going to see those to be any different either. So, yeah, I guess the one thing, hopefully, they still say, like you mentioned, that we're going to get the 15 billion gallons. Hopefully we do, but the track record isn't good.
Yeah. Well, we have in South Dakota, Thune, Rounds, and Johnson are coming home for Christmas. In North Dakota, Hoven and Kramer and Armstrong are coming home for Christmas. Minnesota, same story. All we can do is just, although, like you said, the rule is announced, the deal is done, this is what we're going to get for 2020. Time to let them know that farmers are not necessarily happy with this, so for sure. So, Paul, we're out of time. Thank you for the work you're doing, and, hey, have a good corn grower meeting.
Yeah, thanks, Mick.
All righty, thank you.